Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days.
Dude, it's Valentine's Day.
They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get podcasts.
This is supposed to be for when there's like a national tragedy or something.
Dude, you're ruining it.
What are you doing?
It's awful. Why are you
turn
doing
his microphone
it's not
off.
Awful. Hold on. This
I
is
can
one
scream
of the best
louder
things ever.
Than this microphone.
I'll turn all the microphones off.
Oh, God.
It's so beautiful.
It is
it's
so
not
pretty.
Beautiful.
It's
it supposed to be sad okay. for when something
it's
sad
it's romantic.
Happens.
It's romantic. Today is a day of romance, so we're going to go ahead and play it.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get podcasts. The podcast is how we get the podcast. The podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's love.
Awful. No, that's
that
not.
Love.
It's not supposed to be love.
I'm holding up
it
a lighter and everything.
It was supposed to be for, you know, well, if it's a somber day because there's like a, you know, a real national tragedy, we don't want to have the upbeat podcast theme.
Well, I mean, you singing is a national tragedy.
Okay. You did listen to it twice. So
that's actually my favorite one.
It sounds so great.
So
Big D, votes.
Debbie Downer.
Love it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Love it. Carson, what do you think?
I don't know. That's what I would have picked for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
There you go. Exactly.
I, Bubba, put my vote up for Love It. So we have two Love It's and some Mez. So we'll go with Love It. The podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they're awesome. Better parts, better prices every day. And we have a brand new gold this week, guys.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Didn't we use that last week?
No, was that last week?
Did we?
I don't know.
I thought we did.
I don't know. I know we played it a bunch, like in the middle of the week. You would just, random times, we're just sitting here and the room's real quiet.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
We did use that.
Did
we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Doesn't make it less great, but we used it.
Yeah. Oh, get another one.
You're fine on the
didn't
gold.
Didn't we want Bubba to be a gold?
No, but
Bubba was the gold.
No.
Yes,
you were.
Oh.
Yeah, that one can't ever be a gold.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember now.
All right.
That some golds are just for us, folks.
That's a platinum.
A platinum.
That one's titanium.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't see the new gold. I got the mummy. We did that.
We did do that.
Here? I got Rillicued.
I was Rillicued and so because I was fat and my mama made my
It just keeps going.
She said, really?
That was like when you start stumbling trying to fall.
Can't stop.
You just keep falling.
I have no idea. After Rillicued in school.
I don't know.
Is that what Rillicued. We use? Have we used Rillicued?
I don't think so, no.
Jeez.
So there you go.
So
new gold,
great, everyone.
I was Rillicued in school.
God bless you, lady.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Rillicued.
Oh.
Well, hello, and welcome to the podcast.
Bastard.
You knew it was going to be a different day whenever we started off with the very special somber and sweet. I think not somber. It's sweet today.
No, it was the after-school special version. Of the podcast song.
I love it. It's my favorite. It really is. It's like, you know, from Team America when they're like, America! Bah, bah! But they have like the part after the dude dies, and it's like, America!
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, that's so great. I don't know why, but that's my favorite one. What are your plans for... Carson has a date tonight. Carson, what?
You canceled the date?
He listens to the podcast. Can you edit this out, please?
Well, no. No, Carson does not.
Carson, that's two things.
Yep, we're done. And
right.
Shut it down.
Well,
and today was fun.
Some days it's good, and some days
man,
it's this.
I feel like I need that jingle that said Big D and Bubba.
Most of the time,
most of the time they're pretty good.
So, Big D, you got plans for Valentine's Day?
I don't know what we're doing tonight.
Please save us.
I really think that we're going.
On a date? You and your wife?
No. I think we're going to...
I was about to celebrate.
Get maybe Chinese takeout or go to that Japanese place that you recommended. That's one of our new favorite places.
I love that place.
I saw your wife posting pictures of that. It looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you try the bulgogi there? Oh, wait, you don't like onions, do you?
Bulgogi, is that appetizer with the meat in it?
No, well, it is all meat. It's like Korean meat.
Yeah, I did. That's my favorite.
Oh, it's so good, man.
I mean, it's not as good as lasagna.
You said Chinese takeout, Japanese restaurant, Korean meat.
It's,
we're just Asian-friendly around here.
Yeah, it's some sort of
Asia.
Definitely not all three of those.
Look, I love, but there's really, as far as food goes, seriously, it's hard to beat the continent of Asia. Because there's so much variety, and it's so good.
It is, man.
Everything from spring rolls in Vietnam to the sushi, and then you go to the Chinese-American food, which we all eat, because Chinese food, really, they eat weird stuff like raw roosters and things like that. That's why we have the coronavirus, to whatever. But Thai food is fantastic. I mean, there's nothing in Asia that I've eaten
I don't like Asian food.
I've even eaten balut. And all that.
No.
You can
don't Google balut. Don't do it.
Anyway.
Do yourself a favor.
Food. Good food.
So your wife's out of town. You're going to hang out with dudes tonight.
A dude.
Bubba's hanging out with dudes.
Yeah. Dude. That's right. I'm going on a date with a dude.
What are you doing, Patrick?
I'm taking my wife to a show. And then
a concert?
What are you guys going to see?
We're going to see a comedy show.
Woohoo!
That's pretty much it. I made dinner last night. I made something specifically for her, and I bought flowers yesterday because they're cheaper if you buy them the day before. And they are. I guarantee you. So I made a note of how much all the flowers were at the store I was in yesterday, and I guarantee you there will be $20, $30 more today. They always are. I never paid attention to that until last year, and I realized that like a bouquet of roses that sells for $25, $30 on Valentine's Day, $60. They mark them up because they know dudes are going to walk in desperate and like, oh, I got to
It's just like Uber and all that kind of stuff. Everybody kind of...
Surge pricing.
Yeah. Surge pricing.
Hey, speaking of comedy, our buddy Josh Sneed just said, what's up? Hey, Josh. Wish you were here right now. We could all be silly together.
What did you make last night? What's that she likes?
I made chicken tikka masala, which is Indian food, and I did it with a keto recipe. So we ate it with cauliflower rice, which is cauliflower rice, which is not at all like rice.
No, can you stop saying cauliflower? Just say cauliflower. Why do you always say cauliflower?
I don't know. Why are you nitpicking the way I say
things? Carson, it's cauliflower or cauliflower?
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Okay. Yeah. Don't she's ask from Connecticut how to say things.
Yeah, she's being more Southern than you are. Yeah. Cauliflower.
That's Southern. That's how my people say it.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Yes. Cauliflower. Born and raised in the South. No one says cauliflower.
Well, you know why I don't know how to say it? Because I never ate it until I met Vivica.
Me either. Well, I didn't eat cauliflower.
Not once.
Our family never bought that. I mean, look, we were never like the health conscious people. I know you're shocked because look at us. But growing up, it was always the cheap stuff. Literally, it was rice and some kind of meat and some beans.
Man, look, Cajun food is everything. Rice and gravy. Rice and gravy, maybe some beans on the side.
Well, dude, I had the best of both worlds on the cheap eats. I had Cajun and Mexican. So that was like, we had all the good stuff.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean, did you guys eat Brussels sprouts?
No,
me either, man. I didn't know anything about that stuff.
No.
We didn't have broccoli.
And when did they invent kale? Because kale used to be the stuff they threw away back in the day.
The stuff they put on the plate for decoration. Yeah, now they make a whole salad out of it.
Like, who started that? Like,
remember when you went to the seafood counter and they would have kale, like, down at the bottom? So it was that greenery to make the swordfish look whiter.
Yep.
That's what it was. It was to contrast the fish. And now we're like, nope, we're going to eat that.
No, I don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a hearty green.
Is that a complicated dish to make?
Tikka masala? Yeah, it's got a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like, I had to buy spices that we don't already have, and we have, you know, a whole cabinet full of them. Mm. But it was a lot.
But you'll have them now.
I have now. And was it complicated? Not terribly. But you have to cook the chicken in one pot and cook the sauce in another pot, which is the antithesis of Cajun cooking, you know, and then combine them at the end.
How can you say antithesis, right? And not
but
cauliflower.
I can't say cauliflower. I don't know, because my brain just wants to say cauliflower.
It's weird.
It's like a cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Yeah. It's like a little puppy flower.
Yeah.
So 5 weeks ago, I have some crazy news. 5 weeks ago, Big D weighed 378 pounds. Big D now weighs 366. 5 weeks ago, I weighed 313. I now weigh 294. Patrick, 5 weeks ago, weighed 362.
Why can't you just say how much we lost?
Because it's so
impressive to do the whole thing. 5 weeks ago, Big D weighed 5,000 pounds.
Yes.
It's like watching The Circle waiting for someone to be revealed. As
Have you tried the lasagna? Yeah.
It's my favorite.
And then Patrick Patrick went from 362 to 342. So 5 weeks, you've lost 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And then Carson is a mystery because she won't tell us her weight. And I'm kind of starting to, I'm going to go against this because I'm starting to think that it's just not fair that, you know, we have a double standard around here.
Oh, gosh.
Cool. There are still golf courses I'm not allowed to play on because I'm a chick. So you get that fixed. I'll tell you my weight.
I don't play golf. So you can't hold that against me.
I can hold it against your gender.
Where can
Fix it. Be an ally.
You can't play what? In the map?
An ally.
I know there's one in Maryland. I know there's one in Illinois. So yeah. So if you can get on that and get those fixed, I will reveal my weight.
Oh, cool. Well, I want to be in the mom's club and then we'll talk.
I want to be in the Girl Scouts. Can you do that?
I thought they allowed that.
Girls can be in the Boy Scouts.
The boys can't be in the Girl Scouts.
Boys still can't be in the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, so fix that. Yeah.
Well,
address it. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Still the
is it time
impressed,
yet? Now so. Is it time?
It's not up to the oppressed to make the changes to include the unimpressed. Unoppressed.
Well, actually, we would be the oppressed in this situation. Because if we wanted to be Girl Scouts, we couldn't.
Man,
you just have to identify.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Then it's fine.
Yeah, that's
no,
all.
Because I don't know if that even works right now with them. Honestly. You have to check.
That may take me a whole nother tax bracket. I don't know.
<That'd be> weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works. Yes.
Can I just identify as 270 pounds and then we win?
Yeah.
Actually,
we could, you know? That's the way we'll do it. If we fail on the actual weight loss, we'll all identify as 30 pounds lighter.
Yeah, and then we win. Yeah.
I like this.
This is a good idea.
This is great.
I identify as a medium-sized person.
That's right. If you see me as a large man, then you're seeing me wrong, and it's on you, not on me.
I was just thinking
your hang-up.
We probably should have tied this into like where we get like some sort of a charity. So if we get 100 pounds— that a certain charity gets something, or like a kid who's sick gets
then you
this.
Do
then
it
we
anyway
put more pressure
it's
on
for charity.
Yeah, but it puts more pressure on us. We
don't
want to let the kid down.
The only thing putting pressure on us is the fat on our waistband. That's the pressure. You can crush diamonds right here.
Okay, thank you. When it gets awkward, Bubba gets into the.
I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
I want to say that the end of the week of my recap of my favorite thing that we did all week was at one point we talked in 1920s newsreel voices, and anytime we do that on the show, it's the best thing that ever happens. It's my thing, man. It's just a little thing that I'm not sure anyone else in the audience thinks is funny. But it makes me.
I love it so much.
It's my favorite.
The best one to do is O&A.
Oh, and they used to do that. It was so funny.
Ant would do that, and it was so dead on.
Welcome back from the wall, boys.
So inappropriate.
So funny.
Yeah.
Love that. I don't know why people talked like that. Like, I've actually researched what it was.
It was called
Mid-Atlantic accent. Yeah. They used to specifically teach people who were going to be newscasters and in movies to talk that way.
Yeah.
So that they had a voice that was somewhere between the Northeast and British. So it was literally like you were in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. This is how you would talk. But no one talked that way. So you watch that and you go, oh, did people used to talk that way? No.
Nope.
They literally all talked as with
normal.
This specific accent so that they could be on, you know, it
but
was
regular
the way
people talk normal
talk.
Like we
regular
do
people
now.
Talk. Okay. They all had accents different all over the country. They still do. But, you know, we have that specific, everyone talks like this if you want to be in the movies, Dame, you know.
Hey, in the background behind you, I see that reclined seat thing. Did you guys see that?
The video?
Okay.
What
are your thoughts on that? So basically what happened is, now we don't know what happened before she started filming. So I'll leave that up in the air because, again, we don't know. But
my understanding, based on what I've read, is that it was there was a guy sitting in the last row of the plane, you know, and those seats don't recline.
That's where usually I'll sit because that's the last piece of the plane you see after a wreck.
Yep.
You always see the tail. So I'm like, that's probably the best survivability.
Well, the woman who sat in front of him reclined. Supposedly, he asked her to put her seat up, and a flight attendant also requested it. She said no. Something about they gave him a free drink to try to placate him, but it wasn't enough, so he kept punching the back of her seat. And that's
just
when
to annoy her?
Yep, and that's when she started filming.
And they told her it's illegal to film. The flight attendant told her it's illegal to film on an airline, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Not true. That's not true.
But yeah, but people are really, it's that whole, they're both in the wrong, but who's more wrong?
I mean, if
that's
my seat
what a lot
reclines,
of people are saying.
If my seat reclines...
You should be,
I
able,
should
to
be able to recline it.
Yeah, that's
I'm
your,
not saying
that's
she's not rude,
space.
But the rest of you are all
that
idiots.
Big inch and a half, right, is really, you know, is it that much of an imposition? I mean, I get it, dude, but you're in the last row.
The reclining seat, that is your space. And your space ends where her seat fails to recline any further.
Yeah.
So whenever it goes all the way back, that's her space.
A flight attendant threatened to have her kicked off the flight and even prosecuted for not deleting the video of the man punching the back of her chair. Yeah, you can't demand that I...
Do we know? Or do they say?
But it's what? American, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never had any issues with any flight attendants,
anything
ever.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
the video of him just repeatedly just...
Yeah.
Messing with her chair. What?
I would be like, hey, can you go a little lower? Hit it. I got a spot I'm trying to hit.
Listen, I know what it's like. Like whenever I'm on a commercial flight and someone puts their seat back, they're right on me.
Well, especially because we're bigger.
And so I know. I mean, hey, that's part of it. You know, they're going to be right here on me, and it is what it is. I just have to kind of adjust my legs. I may have to put my feet out in the aisle or whatever, but I'm not going to take away their thing because
dude, bottom line is this. I mean, who would you rather sit next to, the person who's reclining their seat or the person who takes their shoes and socks off and puts them through the armrest and puts the feet right next to you,
or
so you're looking down at their nasty
toenails?
Oh,
who does that?
Oh, I've seen those, and I think I go, so somebody reclines that whopping like inch and a half and that bothers you, but like you said, are you the one, have you ever had a woman in front of you who will take her hair and put it over the seat?
Yes.
So it's now hanging on to the back of her seat, which means it's sitting in your
face. So like the ponytail, she put it back there so she can kind of be more comfortable?
I guess, which you can't be that unaware.
Right.
And yet, but they're hoping, look, I'll be the one that's going to do it because you won't say anything to me.
This is, I'm going to use the most official sounding voice I can. This is from American Airlines. We are aware of a customer dispute. Don't put echo.
We are aware of
a customer dispute that transpired on American Eagle Flight 4392, operated by Republic Airways on January 31. The safety and comfort of our customers and team members is our top priority. After much consideration and exhausting every opportunity for American Airlines to do the right thing, I've decided... Oh, no, this is a different thing. So that was it. Safety and comfort of our customers is our top priority, but they don't...
They don't actually take a side.
That's it.
They
don't care about the comfort of the lady sitting in the chair being punched by the guy behind her.
She's a comfort, too. I mean,
a lot of people are coming after her, though, and telling her that she's rude and she's wrong and she shouldn't be reclining
her seat.
The
worst, when somebody has their kid behind you and their kid is kicking your seat.
Oh, I've been in that
spot. And you turn around very nicely and you go, hey, I'm sorry. I'm really tired. I've been working, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to sleep and your kid keeps waking me up. Do you mind just keeping them from kick the seat? I don't care if they're noisy because I can't hear them because I got headphones in. And they go, oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. And you're nice about it, as humble as you could be. Big D knows I go over the top trying to be super cool.
Yeah, he is.
And you turn back around, and all of a sudden, thump, 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 thump. It's the kid again. I'm going.
So I'm in the
I almost got in a fight at the Super Bowl for that.
I told
you remember
Carson.
That, Big
oh,
D?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom tell me about
did
it.
Did I ever tell you that story?
Mm-mm.
So we're at the Super Bowl, Saints and Colts, and I'm in there, and there's I'm wearing my Saints gear and everything, got my hoodie on. It is frigid in there. It was like 51 degrees, and for some reason it was cold. So I'm sitting in the thing, and there's Colts fans behind me, and this lady flips my hoodie up over my head.
Ew.
And I flip it back. A couple seconds later, she flips it again. I went, okay, that's not an accident.
Uh-uh.
So I waited, and I flipped it back. Flip back up again. So I turned around and said, excuse me. I said, please don't touch me.
Yeah.
I said, that's really rude. That was nice. I turned back around. Flip. She did it again. I turned around and I stood up and I looked right at her dude. I said, I'm about to whoop your ass if you don't make her stop. I said, wow. If it happens again, you're not going to be a happy person. I sat back down, never touched me again. I was so mad.
I don't blame you. Oh,
I was like, dude, I did the nice way and you were a jerk. So
that's so anyway.
Like, I'm such a tattletale, though, that I would go get like security in the venue. I'd be like, security, over here. Like, I'm going to tell on you. Like, you handled it.
I was in the grocery store last week. I think I told Carson this. And I walked, as soon as I walked in and the doors, you know, open, I hear this child screaming. And it wasn't just like, it wasn't a cry. It was like a three-year-old kid. And he is screaming at the top of his lungs like somebody is assaulting him. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what's going on? I can hear it as soon as I walk in the door. And as I walk toward the produce section, he's there. It's this guy with the cart. He's got his son in the, you know, the part where he's sitting.
Yeah.
Okay.
With his little legs through the holes.
Yeah. Another kid, about 6 or 7, walking alongside, and this kid is screaming in his face as loud as he possibly can. And the guy's just like doing nothing, just
drown it out because you're a dad.
But it didn't stop. This went on for 20 minutes. Like, I'm standing in the meat section looking at meat, and I hear it go away. And as he's gone up and down aisles, every time he comes back toward me, it gets louder. And a couple of times they were right next to me, and I'm telling you, it was everything I could do not to go up to that kid myself and go, shut up!
You got the Doppler effect down
seriously.
The aisles.
Seriously. Because, but it's, I get it. Maybe you know your kid has behavioral issues, but you're in the grocery store, you're destroying everyone else's peace. Why?
You know what I do? And this is wrong, but I have done it twice in my life. Swear to Jesus, it has happened. When that happens and you've got a kid who's going crazy, I pull out my phone and I start filming. And I go, yeah, I'm filming you. And the kid stops instantly. And I turn to the mom and I go, I do this to my kids at home. And she's like,
it was just okay. So
normally you would expect me to go, don't film my kid, but I'm like, yeah. For some reason, the kids, once they realize they're on camera, that they don't want to be crying.
Like, I don't have to tell you what this dad looked like. You know, he looked like the kind of guy whose kid is never gonna respect him or take any. Yeah, it was so awful. It was awful. It was like, dude, you're letting your kid scream at the top of their lungs in your face, and by the way, where everyone in the whole store can hear them. For 20 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you? My father would have never. Oh my God.
You know
gosh.
Why? Because nobody beats their kids anymore. No offense, but it's true.
Yep. But just take the kid outside. Your kid should be scared of you, even if you're not going to hit it.
But no,
your
but
child
like, think
should
about the
be afraid of consequences.
Think of the way our parents were.
Oh,
my
dad
mom and dad
beat the daylights out of me. But even if he wouldn't, I would have. I was so scared. Just all it took was what? Do you want to leave this store right now? Nope. Silence.
Okay. I'm done.
That kid, I didn't even hear the father, like, try to reprimand the kid. Nothing. He's just acting like nothing's happened. I'm like, ignoring your kid is not going to work, you loser. That's not going to do it.
Yeah. Because then they just get louder and louder.
This is a three-year-old. Imagine what that kid's going to do when he's 14. It's not good.
To be his dad when he grows up.
Have respect for other people.
And teach respect for other people.
Yes. You want let your kid scream at you in your face at your house. I don't care. But, you know, let him do it in the grocery store where everyone else is trying to, you know, peacefully pick out meat. And
now you've imposed upon our
little space. It was such an awful experience.
The dad or the kid?
Seriously, I saw a Kroger employee and I almost said something like, can you go do something? Can you please? Because if I had worked for the store, I would have gone up and been like, I'm sorry, sir, you have to leave.
Yeah.
You
have to take this kid out of here.
You cannot be in here with this kid violently screaming. It's not okay. It's not like a kid crying. It was a kid
throwing
violently
a fit.
Screaming.
Yeah, just throwing
at you.
A fit.
Yeah, that's not okay.
My daughter used to do that, and I still have
did video. You stay in the store?
No.
He filmed her.
I shut it down.
He filmed her.
Yeah, I filmed her. I do, and I still have some of the videos.
Bubba,
and
super dad.
And Stacy won't let me share them. I'm like, I want to put them on YouTube. They're great.
Well, yeah, now, like, once she's old enough.
No, but she's like, no, those will never. She wants me to delete them. I'm like, no. Why would I delete that? That's a memory. I mean, that's great. I'm a weird dad.
Yeah, you are.
Somebody just texted in, who's listening, and said, wants to know if I still have my tongue scraper and if I still use it. I do. I still have my tongue scraper. It's one of the greatest devices I've purchased, and I use it. I don't use it every day, just when I kind of think about it. I did it yesterday.
Scraping his tongue.
Little tongue scrape, and it's so gross. The stuff it pulls off your tongue, you guys should.
I don't even want to see it, man. Because I've been drinking coffee all morning, which means I have the coffee brown in the tongue grooves. Ugh.
So you put just turn on hot water in the spigot in the sink. And then just when you scrape, you just put it under the water and it washes it off.
Okay.
And you do it again.
Do you ever like disinfect it?
No.
Or...
Why are you using logic, Carson?
No, I'm just, I mean, well, because honestly, I mean, how often do you wash your toothbrush? You don't, right?
I just change the top.
The head, but right. Do you ever, you know, pour any sort of...
Yeah.
I use
Listerine.
When it's time, I just throw it away and put a new top on there.
I pour Listerine on it, like in a cap, and then I'll pour it on it and let it sit overnight.
Okay.
But,
that's why I didn't know.
Toothpaste did that job, you know?
No, toothpaste isn't disinfectant.
That's why, with the tongue scraper, I didn't know if you had to do anything more than that.
How often do you guys change out your towels from, like, a shower?
Oh, man. I'll use the same one for a week just because I'm a gross dude. I mean, what's Carson's over there going, ew.
No.
I mean, when you get out of the shower and you dry off, that is the cleanest you're ever going to be.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
I do that, and I'm like, I don't care. If my wife will take it like 2 or 3 days later. She'll be like, you have to change towels. I'm like, why? Smell it. It doesn't stink yet.
Until I got married 5 months ago, I never reused the towels. I didn't reuse the towels. Get out of the shower, I dry myself off, and I throw that thing in the hamper, and I wash the towels.
Really?
Yeah, I just never. When we were young, my parents hang towels now too, but when we were kids, they didn't even hang towels. Did everybody do that? It wasn't until I went to Germany when I was like 17. Where I used my towel and dried it off and threw it in the hamper. And Dominic's mom was like, why'd you throw your towel in the hamper? You have to hang. And then she shows me, she points over and I realize there's towels hanging on hooks for everyone. Everyone has their own towel. And they use them for like 5 days.
The towels were hung by the chimney with
care.
And
I'm like, I remember thinking that was such a weird thing. I'd never seen that before.
That's why they have towel dryers and towel racks and things like that.
How often do you guys...
You go to a hotel. Do you use the same towel ever, twice?
No! Of course not. They'll bring you new ones tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not environmentally conscious. Whatever, man. It's towels.
I use the same one.
I have a face towel for the shower, one for the sink, and then everything else is...
Yeah, I'm talking about the big drying towel. Did you use it more than once when you were a kid growing up, or did your mom wash them every time?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What
about now?
I mean, yeah, I'm like you. I'm like a five-day week. Guy.
Oh. That's how we do it now. I just, like I said, I never.
How often do you guys clean your sheets?
Every week.
Yeah.
Every Saturday I change them. I know every Tuesday they get changed. Mm-hmm. All right. So.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. It seems weird.
Now,
to me.
When I was a bachelor.
Because, you know,
dude,
like, I don't like that.
It would go months.
I don't like that. And I know I'm clean, but I'm going to wipe my butt and whatever, and then that part might end up on my face next time. Like, I'm not good. I really don't.
You need to clean your butt better, is what you're saying.
It's clean. It's like you said, it's the cleanest ever going to be. It's still a butt. Okay. Like,
somebody's not very good at cleaning
themselves.
I'm just
saying. It doesn't matter how clean it is.
You need to clean your butt better.
It's still a butt. Patrick, it is charming.
Clean your butt better.
I clean my butt. Okay.
You think it's sparkly clean. It's not.
It looks like Edward in sunlight. It's the same as,
if I go in the bathroom right now and take my sock and shoe off and scrub my foot, would you let me come back in here and put it on your face? No, because it's still my foot, man.
How much?
No.
He's serious.
It's a foot.
I don't think you realize
I know
he's
serious.
Because
D'll do it.
I'll do it for $20.
I made the worst decision one time.
Bubba can't watch or he has to pay
$30. He has to pay.
I made the worst decision one time, and I was like, Big D, $100, you won't do this.
Oh, yeah.
$100.
We can't tell that story.
We know $20 is his price. I gave him a lot of free money that day.
I'm just waiting for you guys to pay me back for the brisket. I haven't got that yet.
I paid you for the brisket. I gave you cash.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did. I gave you cash.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I'll Venmo you.
I don't have Venmo.
What?
I'm an adult man.
Dude, people use Venmo.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure people
do. I don't
people
like do. Venmo because it's too much of a social network about money.
No, I turn it off.
Tells
I don't
you
let
who's
people,
paying
right?
you.
I don't, like, let people, I don't let people see like what that. I'm purchasing.
No, like, PayPal or I'm out. That's it.
I have money in my Venmo account because people pay me.
Yeah.
For like, I'll buy two tickets to a basketball game. My buddy will pay me back. But like, I never use it for anything. Okay, so it's got its own balance.
I understand what it is, but how do you get your money?
You can't. It's linked to your account, so you can just tell it to do. I just never
take it
out. It
transfers it from your bank
account.
You could
do instant transfers, and I think they take, what, 10% on the instant transfer?
No, not 10. It's like 2%.
Or 2% or whatever it is. It's
so
not
you go
bad.
To the bank?
No.
I don't understand how you actually get cash.
You just, it's an app. It's got your checking account on it. It just puts it on there.
Oh, it just puts it in your account.
Yeah. Like, I've got a friend of mine. This is, I think I told you guys about this a couple weeks ago. We were talking last night about concerts, and he's like, man, I still haven't paid you for those tickets I owe you. I go, yeah, it's $550.
Oh.
When are you going to do this?
$550?
Yeah. I bought him and his wife two tickets to Motley Crue and Def Leppard, and then he and I are going to see Tesla together. And so those three tickets added up to $550. And so he's like, I'll pay you tomorrow. And he's been texting me today, nothing about the money. And I'm like, bro. And he's like a vice president of some big accounting thing. Bro has got money. And I'm like,
now we know why he has money.
That, right? And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I'm like, there's only so many times I can send him the amount. Be like, hey, you owe me a tremendous amount of cash that I would really like to put back on my credit card.
Does he have the tickets or do you
no,
still have
I
them?
No, I do.
Okay,
of course
good.
I do.
Well, you can resell them.
That's could a, you make money off of it?
That's what I say. Hey, if I don't get this money in my account by Thursday,
yeah, well, I got
next
to
week,
well, sorry.
Like, I need my cash.
I'm going to his house in 2 weeks because we're going to a concert together. And so when I get to his house, it'll be, bro, do you want this ticket? Then I'm going to need some PayPal action
I need
right
some
now.
Money
no,
right
just
now, Hoss.
Make it where it's not even you asking for money. Just say, hey, I'm sorry, I had something that needs to get fixed at the house, and I need some cash kind of quick. So I'm probably just going to sell your ticket since you don't want it. Unless you do, if you
can't
still do,
say that.
Yeah, why not?
Like, yeah, Bubba can.
Yeah, you can't.
Why not?
That's, I can't I be would. Like I'm going to sell your ticket because then starts like a fight, and now I'm lying. Why not just say, dude, pay me? Like that's all I have to say. Is just give me the money.
Dude, you tell him, you're a big wig at a bank. Give me my money.
He's
monies.
Got cash. I'm like, dude, okay. What are you waiting for, man?
Okay.
So, he was texting me this morning about concert tickets he wanted to buy. And I'm like, well, I already got mine. And you are not on my tab anymore, sir. So we are done. But yeah, he owes me a lot of money. Maybe I'll send him this podcast. Be like, hey, bro, why don't you fast forward to this part?
Bro, and while you're at it. How many times do you use your towel before you wash it?
Do you use a washcloth type thing for your shower? Or do you use like one of those scrunchy
loofah.
Things?
No, I don't know.
I used to use a loofah, those little scrunchy little plastic things.
But loofah and scrunchy are the different things, all right? Isn't loofah then that like a thicker
a real
like
loofah?
A,
is
oh,
a
you're
sponge.
Thinking a real loofah.
Yeah.
No,
but now
just
they call
the mesh
scrunchy
loofah.
Thing.
Yeah.
I use a little mesh one because it's great because it soaps up great and all that. But the problem is I said used because I found out how gross those are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't realize. Yeah. I mean, because I came in preaching the gospel of those. I call them a loofah. I don't even know what they're called. Scrunchy, whatever.
Yeah. Soap is not magic.
I would come in here and I would tell Big D, dude, you got to try this. This is the best thing ever. And he finally did.
Yeah.
And was like, man, this is the best thing ever. And then one day somebody called and blew our minds. They're like, hey, you still using that? We're like, yeah. They're like, Google this. And we looked, and
hey,
it was
hey, here's a hint.
Nasty.
Don't Google that.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
If you're using those, go ahead and switch back to the old-fashioned
I don't even use body wash.
Towel.
I use a bar of soap. Like, I just don't like, you know?
I do several. Yeah. Man, I do. First thing I do when I get in the shower.
I was like body wash, but I just
I wash my hair first thing, right? So then I have all these extra suds on the second go-around of washing my hair. So I use that as the first thing. And what?
You wash your hair twice?
Yeah.
I wash my hair twice.
You follow the directions? Rinse and repeat.
Oh my
really?
Gosh! And when I had long
scam.
Hair, I did it every time.
I don't
no,
use.
You not, no, have you never done it? It's completely different.
Yeah, the
wash
second
your hair
time.
The first
well,
time
yeah,
because
use...
it's stripping the oil out of your hair.
Right.
And when you wash it the second time, it suds up like 10 times as much.
It's great.
Because,
and then I'll
really?
Use those extra.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
and then I'll use
notice.
Those extra
you don't
suds.
Have enough hair.
I'll use the extra suds and I'll do the first little go around of the bod. And then I'll get the towel out, and then with the soap, and then I do the
full-on.
Yeah, but
how often are you washing your hair? Are you doing it, like, every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
every then you don't need to wash guys, it twice.
You know, it guys still makes a difference.
Okay,
it's
no, cleaner. I wear a hat.
It's much
so you
cleaner.
When you wear a hat, your hair gets oily because
aware,
you sweat
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have
if
to.
If you don't wash your hair twice, especially even with short hair, when you wash it the first time and rinse, a lot of the oil will just stay on your scalp. Not oil, but the residue, dirt and stuff will just stay on your scalp. When you wash it the second time, is when you really can get your scalp clean.
Talk to them. I mean, listen to this guy. Who knows? His butt sparkles.
My butt is sparkling.
I mean, I don't use shampoo, so.
I also
but I
shampoo
think you guys
my face.
What do you use?
Cleansing conditioner. So,
cleansing
yeah.
conditioner.
What is that?
It doesn't have sulfates, and it doesn't foam. So it doesn't have, like, those soap qualities to it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, it's a cream.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've never heard
that's
of
weird.
This.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it do better?
I think it keeps the color in my hair, which you guys don't have to worry about.
That's true.
But it's also because my hair is so processed from the color, I think it helps it. It looks healthier, and it keeps it from looking too brassy. So, yeah, it's a chick thing, and I get that. But that's why, yeah, I haven't used real shampoo in 10 years.
That's amazing.
Wow. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brassy.
Brassy.
Brassy. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like
that blonde hair looks a little yellow.
Oh,
like
brass.
Like brass,
oh, okay,
yeah, yeah.
I like it.
So, mm-hmm.
Wow.
But yeah, I always thought that was the biggest scam, was like, oh, wash your hair twice. Well, yeah, because you'll go through a bottle twice as fast.
No, and the second time, don't use the same amount. Whatever yeah, if you're going to try this and you've never tried it, whatever you normally use to wash your hair, use less the second time.
I use on the second time, it's a dime size drop. It's just a dollop
and
you're done.
Do you use that shampoo, body wash, and one that they make for dudes?
No.
Oh, I feel
no,
like you
I
should.
I do.
Yeah, because he's using the shampoo on his body.
I think
well.
Old Spice makes it. It's
I
like the,
they do. I have some for
they
Frank.
Do. D
I,
has
I,
that. No, that's what D
I,
has.
I bought some for Frank.
That's because D is a man.
So, well, my son keeps that in his shower, and that's what he uses. So.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It smells good.
Every once in a while, remember the time Kathy had, like, she gets all this, like, really, like, I know it's her stuff because the containers are shaped weird.
Yeah.
They're, like, really unique. Yeah.
They're curvy.
They're like, yeah. It's one of them square and it's got a weird angle on the top. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I was out of soap. And so I was just using her shampoo as, like, everything. And of course, I'm putting a big thing in my hair, in my hand, you know, and all that. And then I realized, I was talking to her, and she goes, "Man, I'm really going through. Are you using my stuff?"
And of course, you said no.
I go, "Well, I don't know what you stuff. I don't know what." She's like, "Yeah, I'm going through real so fast."
Yeah.
You turn
our mic off.
Sorry.
Here.
Oh,
we were having a side conversation.
You're having a side conversation, but you turned off the main conversation.
Hey, man. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, anyways.
Well, it's a professional operation we have here.
We're doing a great job.
Yes.
We are good at this.
Killing it.
Yes, we are.
Bubba's a bro.
Yeah. Well, I really got a plan. I'm building a cabinet for Kathy for Valentine's Day in the garage. So
you are not.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing woodworking stuff now.
What?
Yeah.
What? How's that a thing you haven't brought up before?
Yeah.
I have another life.
It's outside like of the onion. One you tell us about?
Yes.
Okay, no, you don't.
No,
you
I
literally
don't.
Tell us everything.
No.
Like you,
I tell you things you don't want to know. You're
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's, you know,
so
I really
you're
don't know.
Not
no, no, no. Wait, but wait.
Woodworking from us.
So, I mean, you told us about how well you don't wash your butt.
I didn't say that.
You
I said
did.
I wash
no, you
my
did.
Butt great.
No, you
I
said it without saying it.
I don't want to touch.
You said it without saying it. You said it without saying it.
I can't wait. You're telling me that you wipe your butt with the towel and then turn around and wipe your face with the same part? Anyone?
No. You do
no.
The,
no.
You do
no,
the
you
butt
don't.
Last.
You
I mean,
know,
I wear a bathrobe, so.
You know where, you know what
you do.
Part.
You know,
yeah. Well, no,
yes.
How do you know what part?
Because you know.
Because I remember. I have eyeballs.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll tell you right
no,
now.
Tomorrow I'm not going to remember what
I
part
never,
of the towel.
I never use the ends, the edges, to wipe my buttocks.
Okay, so he's got a dirty butt.
Do you guys just not like air dry?
Yeah, I do let
like
it air dry.
Like if I have to use a towel, which I don't do, but I'll wrap it around me and just like wait. I don't pat anything.
No, I mean, no.
I'll get out a hair dryer and like dry my skin.
Most days I take a shower in the morning before I come in, so I gotta like I
use the middle of the towel.
And air dry.
I use the middle of the towel for like underarms, and below and all that. And then I'll use the edges for like face and stuff. So I know that is kind of a weird little thing, but I do know what part of the towel touches what.
Just him saying below made me think about it.
This really is below.
I made me look at it.
So uncomfortable.
I remember they used to
make. What am I supposed to say?
No, it's not your fault. It's just you didn't do anything wrong.
They used to make a towel that was like two halves, different colors.
When it would say top and bottom.
Did it look like Neapolitan ice cream?
Yeah, it did. This is for your top. This is for your middle.
This is where I use the strawberry.
Yeah.
Here's the chocolate. Patrick, here's the chocolate.
We learned that for $20, big deal, let me put my foot on his face.
Dude, I would let you. For 50, you don't have to wash.
Oh, I was ridiculed.
You're about to be ridiculed.
All right, guys.
Have a great Valentine's.
Yes. Happy Valentine's. The podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And can I play the sad one again?
No, play the
Oh, do we have an out?
No, it's not. We don't have an alternate version of the out.
Then just play the regular out.
Okay, here we go. All right, bye, everybody.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
On the radio.
Every day. It was the podcast.